A Republican lawmaker from the Fox Valley says he was surprised at the magnitude of the homeless problem in Wisconsin.
The biggest surprise to me personally, living up in Northeast Wisconsin now, is just how pervasive this problem is in every single part of the state. I mean, this is not a Milwaukee issue. It's not just a Madison issue. This is an issue that touches virtually every zip code in the state.
State Representative Jim Steinecke joined other Republican lawmakers in introducing a package of 8 bills to address the state's homeless population. The director of the Wisconsin Coalition Against Homelessness says the measures introduced by Republican lawmakers are a step in the right direction. Joe Volk says many people may be surprised how many children in Wisconsin are homeless.
Half of the people that are homeless in Wisconsin are young children. Many times people think of the stereotypical, person with a shopping cart, the single adult that may have some mental health issues, things of that sort. But the reality is that half of the people that are homeless in the state of Wisconsin are families with young kids.
The bills call for $3.75 million in new annual spending and mirror a 30-page action plan recommended by the Wisconsin Interagency Council on Homelessness. Police in Oshkosh are investigating after a man and woman died over the weekend. Officers were called to a weapons complaint on the south side of Oshkosh Saturday afternoon. Police found a 26-year-old man who was dead and a 26-year-old woman with multiple gunshot wounds. She was pronounced dead at a hospital. The incident happened at a residence. Police say the man and woman knew one another. Police call it an isolated incident and say the public was not in any danger. Nobody was injured in a fire that destroyed a shed in Fond du Lac County. Firefighters were called to the Brenda Zimmer residence on County Highway 000 yesterday in the town of Lambertine. The shed and its contents are considered a total loss. The property owner's son received what was described as minor smoke inhalation, was treated at the scene and released. The fire is not suspicious in nature and was started when gas spilled from a snowmobile that was parked inside the shed was ignited by a space heater. Despite all of the ice on Lake Superior, visitors likely won't be able to venture out to see the ice caves at Apostle Island's National Lakeshore in northern Wisconsin this winter. Park Service officials went out on the lake on Friday to test the ice. The park's chief of planning and resource management says officials found the ice sheet along the length of caves really fractured and rough. The snow also is insulating the ice, so instead of hard, solid ice, the team encountered soft, porous, and slushy ice. From the Murray Furniture Newsroom, I'm Greg Stensland. For more news anytime, log on to radioplusinfo.com.